Well, thank you. Thank you just so darn much. We begin year two of Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness with a dumb birthday game from November 2nd, 1991. I'm calling this one The Rift, since Norm is hating on me right from the start. So much so that I stop talking to him and have Jack relay my answers to Norm. Besides the palpable displeasure with me, there's lots of good stuff in this one. The players are the whispery Stacy from Boston, Steve the wrestler from Melrose, Kristen from Dorchester, Scott from Peabody, I'm producing and on the phone from the control room, and Jack Hart from The Prue. The birthdays with all the music and sound effects. Burt Lancaster, Ray Walston, Pat Buchanan, and Norm doesn't hold back. The adjective-rich Stephanie Powers from Hot to Hot. We move to November 4th for Walter Cronkite and Art Carney, then to November 5th for Tatum O'Neill, and then for some reason we go back to November 4th for the adjective-laden Loretta Swit. Jack adds some very interesting info. Do we actually hear the age 76 guest without saying, "That's the spirit"? A 55 without, "That's the limit"? A 66 without, "That's the root"? And a 77 without, "That's the strip"? Oh, God, it's just awful, isn't it? Well, you'll have to break out your stat sheet and keep track at home. After the game, we're entertained by the following. Some bottom-of-the-hour news with Norm, 10 minutes or so late. Traffic with Jack, and the AccuWeather forecast from Norm. And then we get to some callers. I am so pleased that this was on the cassette. Randy the Macho Man Savage. He said he heard that Norm went out as him for Halloween, because he went out as Norm. We have Norm with an exciting sports update. Norm teases a future guest, the Flat Earth Research Society International, which at the time had 3,500 members. Norm mentions Warren Shepherd and Countryside, which was coming up at 5 a.m. After that was going to be Ray Brown, starting at 5:30. We learn that Dr. Howard Smith was leaving the time slot from 7 to 9 a.m. on Sundays and moving to the West Coast. Taking over was Neil Chayet with Looking at the Law. We get an old top hour sounder. Daryl Gould with an intro to AccuWeather with Brett Anderson. And a great traffic with Jack and Norm. There's a dry Norm show open, and we close with diving into our telephone booth reference book and place a call to the Motel 6 in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to ask about the blizzards. Norm speaks with the front desk clerk, Joan. Even though she can't occupy that main line, Norm manages to keep her on for a short time, and then someone walks in and she had to go. And we are graced with a variety of commercials. The Bolshoi Ballet, Gold Bond, twice, once with Patrick Palladino Jr. from Winchester, Mass., and the other from Joan Cantwell of Brockton, Mass. Keep It in Your Sneaker Powder, twice. I guess one for each shoe, right? Join WBZ and Jordan Marsh for a sneak preview of The Enchanted Village to benefit the Children's Hospital Fund. The Graduate School at Lesley College. The Door and Window Specialists at J&C Adams, starring Tom and Russ, and voiced by Peter Mead. And Danielle Steele for the Ad Council. Episode 62, The Rift, is ready to roll.
You just call Norm to play the dumb birthday game.
Play the dumb birthday game.
Okay, it is time to play the dumb birthday game, and I'm just so darn excited about that, and introduce you to panelists. I think just about everybody has played the game before, so they're skilled at it, and they're just first-rate crackerjack folks, including Stacy from Boston. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Say that again. Say that one more time.
Hello.
Oh, that is just so darn sweet. Okay, here's Steve from Melrose. Hey, Steve.
Hey. How are you?
Hey, pretty good there.
Yeah. Can you say hello once more, by the way?
No, I don't care. Have Stacy say hello once more? Yeah, would you do that for Steve, Stacy?
Hello.
There you go.
You're falling in love, aren't you, Steve?
Yeah.
Well, I don't blame you.
Yes.
Hey, Kristen.
Good morning, Norm.
There's another sweet
voice.
Yes, another sweet voice.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's nice to talk with you. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How about you?
Good.
Okay, I'll bring on Scott, who's up in Peabody. Hey, Scott.
Good morning, Norm. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good.
So we got two young guys and two young ladies, and plus the very lovely and exciting Tony, who's with us. Hey,
hello.
Tony.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I didn't put my name on the screen. Look at that. But you knew where I was.
I know where you are, too, and I know where Jack Hyde is, too. He's up there in the Prue building.
Hello.
Hello, watching traffic and everything like that. It was nice. We have a lot of some interesting birthdays today, which would be November 2nd, but we also have some for the coming week. I sort of padded it out with that so we get some interesting, particularly interesting birthdays. Isn't that an exciting concept?
Well, we haven't found if they'll be particularly interesting yet, so.
Oh, shut up.
Sorry.
Who's that, a friend of yours, Jack? Get rid of him. He's a troublemaker. Okay, the first birthday would be the fine actor, Burt Lancaster. Hmm. Burt Lancaster, who used to be, he was a gymnast in a circus. Man, I think he was a, he worked for a circus at one time. And still is very well built, and let's see how, if you can guess how old he is today. His birthday is November 2nd today. Stacy, what do you think?
I'm going to say
61. I'm sorry, you said 61?
One.
61, okay. Steve?
58.
58?
Yep.
Okay. Kristen?
I'll say 76.
76, says Kristen. Who whistled? Was that you, Steve?
I'm sorry.
Scott, what do you think?
No, I'm going to say 74.
74. And Tony?
I'll say, let's see, 74 also. I'll say 74.
74, okay. And what do you think, Jack?
You know, I'm thinking more in the spirit of Kristen, and that's 76.
That's the spirit.
That is just a darn sweet. Okay, here's the actual age checked by his official birth records of Burt Lancaster.
Yep.
And the... Oh. Oh, I said circus, and then we have circus music.
Go.
That is just so darn appropriate. Okay, Burt Lancaster. Okay. Now, that's really fly. That's really merry-go-round music. That's really good stuff.
But see, you did associate with a circus.
Sure.
So circus, too. No, it's circus music.
Was made, yeah. And I'm proud.
No, it was okay. You don't have to keep yapping on there and you know, trying to justify
fine.
Some silly thing you just did.
Fine.
Okay, Burt Lancaster actually is 78.
Yeah,
older than you suggested, but close to Kristen and Jack.
Ooh.
Or Kristen. Kristen and Jack.
Thank you.
Both of whom said 76, so they were very, very close.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You know Ray Walston? He's been on a number of television shows.
My Favorite Martian.
My Favorite Martian. That's Ray Walston. He was also originally in a play, a musical called Damn Yankees. You remember again, Damn Yankees?
This is
radio when we have to say darned Yankees.
No, we don't. That. We can say damn. We can say damn all over the place. But the play, he was the devil. There was an elderly man who would have given up his entire family just to play for the Washington Senators, I think was the team. They went out of Washington. And so he owed his soul to the devil, who was Ray Walston, who made him a ball player, a young ball player again.
Hmm.
You don't you're not familiar with the show Damn Yankees?
No.
You gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. You know that song? That's from Damn Yankees.
Oh yeah, I heard it.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets.
Yeah,
you know that?
I know it now.
Okay.
Shut him up.
Hernando's Hideaway is from that show.
Oh yeah,
one of the great musicals. But I'm dealing with a bunch of punk kids who don't know these things.
No class.
Okay, Ray Walston. Jack, we'll start with you. How old is Ray?
Ray Walston. He must be right up there with Burt Lancaster. He's got to be 73.
73. Okay, Tony, what do you think?
Did they name that beach after him there, Walston Beach?
Walston Beach, yes, they did. Also, their breakfast cereal, Walston.
Yeah. Oh, Walston for
Checkerboard Serena. Square, Checkerboard Square, St. Louis, Missouri, where they make Walston.
What did Jack, what did you say, please?
What? Oh, 72? 72.
No, you said 73.
I said, okay, I'll go with 73.
Yeah. 75.
And what do you say, Scott?
77.
Kristen?
74.
Steve?
79.
And what do you think, Stacy?
76.
Okay. Here's the actual age of Ray Walston. It's devil music. It's devil music, yeah. So you'd like to play outfield for the Washington Senators, eh?
You know what this is?
Martian music.
Yeah, it's the theme.
Oh, for the Martian stuff.
It's the theme from the show.
Oh, no, yeah, you're right.
Okay, we salute you. We salute you, Tony. Okay, Ray Walston is... Shut up, Tony. Ray Walston is actually 77, which is what Scott said.
Hmm.
77 today. Okay. Patrick, here's a guy I find totally obnoxious, almost as obnoxious as... what's the guy? Evans and Novak. Novak. What's Novak's first name? The political writer. No, it's not Mike Novak.
Kim?
I purposely forget his name. But anyway, this is Pat Buchanan, who was sort of in the same category. Very partisan, very right-wing, which is okay if he were fair, but he's not. He's a total partisan.
That's in your opinion.
No, well, I mean, there are conservatives I do like. There really are. George Will is one. I can name a whole bunch.
Me, for instance.
They're honest, legitimate people, but Pat Buchanan is a loudmouth. Guy with the knife out, and I cannot stand him. So I hope you guess his age double what it really
is. Give me another towel. I have to wipe the venom off my face.
Okay. Kristen, do you know Pat Buchanan, Kristen?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, then you can be
lucky
objective,
you.
and you wouldn't like him anyway.
No, okay.
If he ever calls you for a date, turn him down.
Okay.
Want to guess?
Well, if he's that bad, I'll say... 112. No.
Now, what would you really say?
68.
Why is it when I say somebody's really bad, you give them advanced years, you make them old?
Decrepitude.
Are there no young, nasty people?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of them, but I guess that makes it sound better.
Yeah, I guess so. Stacy, what do you think?
Oh, let's see, 55.
55?
Yeah.
That was you said, 55. Okay. And Tony?
64.
64. Okay. Scott, what do you think?
69.
And Jack?
I got to be fair about this. 66.
And Steve?
68.
What made 66 fair, Jack?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. You didn't want to put another number in, so you matched the two sixes together. Not
yeah,
to get any other numbers mad, is that?
You put them together, you get 12, and you put them together again, you get 3. It sounds like a nice round number.
Wow.
Now, there's a bit of logic.
There you go.
Okay, Patrick J. Buchanan. Here, we're going to check his birth records, and we find he was not born. But anyway, we'll check anyway. Patrick J. Buchanan
is... He's got brains, he's got dignity, he's got character.
Oh, come on.
So much for that.
Yeah, so much for YouTube, Mac. See, Tony can hide behind his sound effects and make political statements like that. Patrick J. Buchanan actually...
I was actually saving that for you, Norm, but it seems to be appropriate at this time.
Yeah. But Patrick J. Buchanan, the right-wing fascist and hypocrite, his views are closer to yours than they are to mine.
Listen to him. Okay. Oh, someone get me some goggles. The venom is too much. Give me one of those snake ropes I can put around Norm's neck so I can capture him and put him in a bag.
And he's nothing but...
And wrong, I didn't bring wrong, in David Brednoy's name with that either, too. Did you notice that? I was very good. Anyway, Patrick J. Buchanan, or as we call him, Pat Buchanan, the snake, is 50, actually 53 years old. You all get over-guessed. But Stacy came the closest with 55.
Let me
55.
Get a mongoose in here, will you?
Anyway, Stacy wins that with 55. And if you can stop cackling for a moment, I get my little speech up.
Where's Ricky Ticky Buchanan, when you need him?
Buchanan is 53, so very good to Stacy. Stacy has got one, and Kristen, and Scott, and Jack all have one. Tony has nothing, pleased to say.
Deservedly so, I guess.
Deservedly so. And Steve has yet to be put on the scoreboard, but probably will. Or something. Anyway, Stephanie Powers.
Oh.
I don't know her political viewpoints, but she seems to like animals a lot. She shows up on show with animals and stuff. So that's okay in my book. Okay, let's start with Jack Hart. Stephanie Powers. How old is her birthday is today also?
Now, which one is Stephanie Powers?
Hot.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hot.
You know, she's a lot older than she looks. But
let's see what you think that is.
She's a delightful 52.
Delightful 52. Okay. Anybody else who wants to guess an obnoxious 52, we'll figure out which one is the winner, assuming that's the correct age. Tony, what do you think?
I say she is a sensuous and erotic 49.
Sensuous and erotic 49. Okay. And what do you think, Scott?
I'm going to go with 49 also.
You're going to go with 49 also.
Right. Have a steamy and a mysterious 49, yeah, just a plain old one.
Yeah, he didn't want to add your own adjectives to that at all. And rightly so. Kristen, what do you think?
I'll say a precious and beautiful 50.
A precious and beautiful 50. Okay. And what do you think, Steve?
I'll just say a plain 45.
Plain 45. Okay, I thought you were going to use maybe some wrestling terms, since that's what you do. An inside crotch body lift and slam, 45.
All right, a suplex and a clothesline of a 49, okay. 45.
What do you think, Stacy?
I think it's 52.
52, okay. Now we get the actual age of Stephanie Powers.
You know, I always did like a man in a uniform. That one fits you grand. I'll screw up sometimes, see me.
Was that Mae West?
Yes, it was.
Mae West.
It was just a sensuous voice, and I just I didn't have the theme from Hot to Hot, so I couldn't put that on.
Okay, the actual...
I would if I could, but I couldn't.
No, that's okay. That's okay. The actual age of Stephanie Powers is 49.
Oh, yes.
Scott and Tony both guessed 49.
Thank you very much. I'm on the board.
Okay, how about Walter Cronkite, whose birthday is actually on...
I thought you were going to say Walter Lipschitz.
Tony, if you could just sort of...
I'm sorry.
Back off a little bit. I would certainly be grateful. Walter Cronkite, his birthday is the 4th, which would be... when is that? Next
Monday.
Next Monday. Let me check that out, because I don't trust any of you. Yes, it is Monday.
Thank you.
Okay, Walter Cronkite. Let's start with Scott. How old would you say Walter Cronkite is?
He's old.
78. 78, says Scott. Okay, and let's see. Stacy, what do you think?
Oh, God. I'm going to have to say 77.
Okay. And Steve?
79.
Jack, what do you say?
82.
And that's 82 years old, and that's how old he is on this day, November 4th, 19... I don't know why I try to improve on your imitation. It's a whole lot better than mine. Tony.
Jack, I'm not talking to Norm since he snapped at me.
Oh,
so would you tell him I think he's 81?
Norm, Tony thinks he's 81.
I'm sorry, I've written you both off. Kristen, what do you say?
Oh, isn't Walt the Cronkite and Walt the Lipschitz second cousins?
No.
No? Oh, okay. I'll say 84.
84. They may be second cousins. I really don't know.
Maybe third.
Maybe. Okay, actually, Walter Cronkite is... Oh, I get it. Okay. Walter Cronkite actually is 75. Hmm. It will be 75 on Monday, the 4th. Okay, and so Stacy, who says 77, would be the very closest. Yeah. That's the second one for Stacy. And Kristen has one. And Scott has two. And Tony and Jack both have one.
Hmm.
So actually, at the moment, it's Stacy, it's Stacy and Scott. It's kind of a nice alliteration there.
Sitting in a tree.
Yes.
Tied together.
Stacy and Scott sitting in a tree, wondering how life was going, wondering what would be. When along came a sparrow. Oh, shut up. Okay, how about Art Carney, who also has a birthday on Monday? Let's begin with Jack.
I'd say he was 72.
What do you think, Tony?
I enjoy that. Oh, you can tell Norm, Jack. I think he's about, he's got to be 76 now.
Norm, Tony thinks that Art Carney is 76.
Okay, he thinks Art Carney is 92. When you have a middleman, you never get things straight. Scott, what do you say?
75, no.
Okay. Kristen?
74.
You giggled. That was so sweet and charming. Steve, what do you think?
I'll say 77.
And Stacy?
I'm going to agree with Tony.
You're going to say the same, which is 76.
92.
Okay. Now let's figure it out. I didn't even hear that. I'm not even going to ask you to repeat it. Art Carney on Tuesday, on Monday next, the 4th, will be...
Hang on. Be patient.
Anybody have any idea what this means?
That's the Honeymooners.
Thank you, Jack.
With Jackie Gleason. Audrey Meadow.
I see.
Art Carney.
And
the
other
lady.
I see.
The other lady.
Okay.
And Trixie.
Art Carney actually will be, on Monday, will be 73 years of age. And so Jack, who said 72.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
And Kristen, who said 74,
thank you.
Both are tied with that.
What did I say? Jack, did you ask him what I said?
Tony said 76. He's Tony, 76? Hold on a 76? Minute. Marilyn, what did he say? 76 is what you said.
Okay. Tony, you said 76.
And Stacy said 76 also. Okay. Okay, I have one more for you, guys. Tatum O'Neill, whose birthday is actually on Tuesday, the 5th, Stacy, how old would Tatum O'Neill be, do you think, next week?
26.
And Steve?
28.
28. Kristen?
27.
And Scott?
30.
What do you think, Tony?
31.
31. Jack?
29.
Okay. Here's the actual age of Tatum O'Neill. That's 28. That's exactly what Steve said.
Oh, finally. Thank you.
Okay, we have Stacy with two and Steve with one and... Kristen with two, and Scott with two, And did somebody hang up on us?
No.
No.
I don't know why. It didn't, but
Tony had one, and so far, and Scott and Jack has two, so we have a lot of people tie with two.
Hmm.
Let me give you one more. Then this is a birthday next Monday of Loretta Swit, who's on the television version of MASH.
Do you know that that Jim Henson used her as a model for Miss Piggy?
Really?
Yep.
Well, I didn't know that.
What did you learn that? The Muppets Fact Book or something?
It's in the Muppets, probably. The Muppets Coloring Book.
Mm-hmm. That's where I learned it.
Yeah.
Is that supposed to be a compliment? I wonder how she took that.
She took it pleasantly, from what I understand.
Hmm.
She thought it was flattering that she would be a Muppet.
Okay. Loretta Swit. Let's start with, let's start with Jack this time.
Hmm.
Loretta Swit.
Loretta Swit.
Hot lips.
Hot lips.
Yeah.
I would say she was a tempestuous 44.
A tempestuous 44 or a laconic 92. Tony, what do you think?
Oh, she's a laconic... The honey dipped 45.
Okay.
Not a plain 45, but a
honey dipped
45.
Okay. Laconic is up in New Hampshire, isn't it? Near Lake Winnipesaukee.
Yeah, yeah, Laconic.
Laconic in New Hampshire. Notch, yeah.
I think it's a new car by Chrysler, the Laconic.
Scott, what do you say?
She's a sensuous 45.
Oh, you're getting into the spirit of things, Scott. That's very good. 40. You're saying 45, same as Tony.
Right.
Okay. Kristen?
I'll say succulent 48. Get it? Lip.
A succulent 48. Okay.
I thought that would go good with hot lips.
Good one, Kristen.
Jack is going mad. I think there's a thing about checking on the travel traffic reports that drives a man crazy.
It'll drive you somewhere.
Drives, yes. Steve, what do you think, Steve? How old will Loretta Swit be next to Monday?
Well, one of them words I couldn't pronounce, 43.
43, okay.
At that rate, can't spell them either. But, okay.
And certainly not on radio.
True.
What do you think, Stacy? 45.
35. No, 44.
I'm sorry, you're changing numbers on me.
No, 44.
Oh, 44. 44. Okay.
44.
Same as Jack Hart said. Maybe you're not aware that Jack Hart did say that, but okay, 44.
He's at a tempestuous 44.
Okay, let's see what the tempestuous, succulent, delightful, and laconic Loretta Swit is.
Lip smacking Loretta Swit.
I didn't get that either.
Miss Piggy.
Pig.
Oh, Piggy. Miss Piggy, yes.
It's when they have to be explained, they lose. Oh.
I know it. I'm the only one who hadn't caught on to those things. Okay, Loretta Swit. Loretta Swit, actually, on Monday the 4th, will be 54.
Ooh.
Wow. Older than older than what?
Those hot lips are shriveled.
I don't think anybody.
Yeah. So the closest.
Nobody really.
The closest actually was Kristen, who said 48, and still was about 6 years off, but still the closest. So our winner actually is Kristen.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, who got three?
I'd prefer if those were dancing guys.
Okay, hang in there, Kristen. We'll get you your full name and address, and you are the winner.
Thank you, Norm. I'm very proud.
Well, I
she's
thinking.
Been off for a month, and she comes back, and it's like she's been playing every week.
Yeah, no, well, she's something special. I told.
There's a tear in my eye.
And I'm wondering why. Anyway, let me thank you very much, Stacy, for being part. You did very well too. You got two, which is very good.
And a fine two.
A fine two, yes.
All right, thank you very much. Had a wonderful time as always.
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
I had a wonderful time as always.
We'll have to do this again one day soon, right after the war, perhaps.
That little cafe.
In Antwerp, Belgium. That's where we're going to meet. Hey, thanks again, Stacy.
I'll talk to you guys later on.
See you later.
Okay, bye-bye now. And Steve, thank you very, very much. You did pretty well, too. You got one.
Wow, hey.
In fact, everybody did well. Everybody got at least one.
All right. Good night, guys.
Bye-bye. Good night, Steve. See,
he was very upset.
Once he learned the score, he just wanted to get the heck out of here.
Don't forget, he's a wrestler and he's very tough.
Oh, he is tough. He's the tough guy. Oh, yeah, he's tough. Tough. Scott.
All right, thank you very much, Norm. I had a great time.
Thank you very much. You got two. You did okay.
Well, I thought she was younger than that, but...
I'm sorry, we're working on Loretta Swit?
Yeah, I thought she was very younger than that.
Yeah, everybody did. Everybody did.
Of those lips, they must throw you off or something. I don't know.
That's right. Her lips probably are very young, but the rest of her body may be older.
That's it.
Yeah, take care, Scott. And take care. Let's see. This is Tony with Tooth we're taking care of. And
Jack, tell him I said nice being on the show. Tomorrow.
Yeah. So Tony thinks it's been nice being
okay,
on the show.
Will you tell Tony he won one?
Tony, you got one.
I'm proud of that one.
Okay, take care, Tony. And Jack, you had two.
I had two.
That wasn't bad.
A succulent two.
A succulent, that's right. An appetizing, delectable, and slightly erotic two.
Maybe even luscious.
Maybe.
Why does it sound funny when you say it, Kristen, than when I say it? I really resent that. Okay. Anyway, we'll talk to you very soon there, big guy.
Okay.
Jack, okay. And Kristen, if you would hang in there, Tony would like to talk to you off the air, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I would just love it.
Oh, it'll be a nice thing, and he'll take your name and address, and we'll send you one of our tacky prizes.
Thank you very much, Norm. I had fun.
Okay, we had fun too.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be back to with more stuff, and we'll take some more phone calls, and just in general kinds of conversation at 254-1030 area code. Will be the very lovely 617. I think we ought to check and see what's going on, don't you? We'll do some headlines and stuff. And we'll check traffic.
WBZ, the only Boston radio station to provide you with traffic reports 24 hours a day. Another exclusive service of Boston's news station, WBZ AM 1030.
Much of the central United States is being inundated with snow and ice and cold temperatures. And making things worse, thousands of homes are without power. President Bush and his wife plan to travel to Kennebunkport, Maine today to assess the storm damage to their oceanfront summer home. Mrs. Bush says she does not think anything is left on the first floor of the three-level, 26-room house. And a live hand grenade was found on a bus that arrived at the Trailways Terminal near South Station in Boston last night. The police bomb squad disarmed it. Nobody was hurt. And now they're trying to figure out how it got there. The governor is asking that the White House declare six Massachusetts counties a disaster area in the wake of a severe coastal storm this week that battered the New England coastline. Governor says that from what he can see, the damage is worse than that from Hurricane Bob. Complete news at 4 this morning. We'll fill in details of those stories and others here on WBZ. Okay, let's see what traffic is like at 19 before 4 o'clock on this on this Saturday morning. WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network is on the air. Of course, that means Jack Hart, who's done a lot of checking out of stuff.
Mm-hmm, I certainly have.
And you certainly come up with this. A very fascinating report, I feel.
Yes, indeed. Well, Norm, gossip from the roadways. Northbound on the expressway, we do have it that we have work crews there, and they'll be out, though, until about 6 o'clock in the morning, causing some delays. So just drive with extreme caution there. Also dealing with some wet, slippery surfaces. That could cause some hazards. So do watch out. Lower deck of 93, the Tobin Bridge heading into the city. You're doing well enough there. Do remember that Winthrop Parkway remains impassable due to flooding of earlier in the week. We will have crews out again at 7 o'clock in the morning to continue cleaning the debris, but until then, you might just be as well to avoid it. I'm Jack Hart, WBZ, 24-Hour Traffic Network.
Don't miss the legendary Stars of the Bolshoi Ballet. Two performances only at the Wang Center, Tuesday, November the 5th and Wednesday, November the 6th. Call 931-2000. That's 931-2000 for tickets today.
Okay, we'll take some calls in just a moment at 254-1030. Let me know what's on your mind. You want to get political on me? That's okay. Or lighter, maybe talking about a movie you've seen or play or a concert group or whatever. Or you just want to say, hey, Norm, I just had this wild thought I would like to share with you. And then lay it on me, okay? 254-1030.
Patrick Palladino Jr. of Winchester, Massachusetts is telling us about his skin problems.
My rash was red and blotchy. It was itching, and it would be very uncomfortable just to stand and work. It was sore and very irritated.
But Patrick Palladino got relief using Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder.
And then I came across Gold Bond Powder, and that seemed to help right away. When you put it on, it's cool, it's comfortable. The tingling effect was very soothing.
Gold Bond's Triple Action is like three great powders in one. It has the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide. That's Triple Action Gold Bond.
And when I put on the Gold Bond Powder, I get relief almost immediately. The itching goes away quite rapidly, and it's one of the few products that you can buy, that I can buy, that I get an instant gratification from. It works that fast for me.
Try Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder. Use only as directed. Available at CVS, today's neighborhood drugstore.
I don't have corns or bunions, but when I wear sneakers, my feet feel terrible. Hot, sweaty, burning, sore, and they smell as bad as they feel.
There's a simple solution. Keep it in your sneaker.
What do you mean?
Keep it in your sneaker, a specially formulated powder for common foot problems like yours. It starts in seconds to put out that fiery feeling and stop odors, too. It cools and soothes and relieves with its special ingredients.
That's terrific.
That's not all. Keep it in your sneaker helps break the cycle of friction, sweating, and discomfort.
How?
Your feet are loaded with sweat glands. Friction causes more sweating. That excess moisture can cause real problems, even promote athlete's foot fungi.
What's Keep It In Your Sneaker do?
Breaks the cycle, first by reducing friction, then by drying out excess moisture.
Does this stuff quit after a few minutes?
No way. Just shake it on your socks and sneakers and on your feet. It keeps working while you're working out.
Hey, my feet feel great. I'm using this every day.
Keep It In Your Sneaker powder. Relieves sore, burning feet. Stops odors, too. Use only as directed. Available at all Brooks drugstores.
Join WBZ AM 1030 and Jordan Marsh for an enchanted evening to benefit Children's Hospital. Get a sneak preview of the Enchanted Village at Jordan Marsh Downtown Crossing with a special reception on Wednesday, November 13th at 7:30 p.m. Your evening includes cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, live entertainment, a chance to meet WBZ radio personalities, and you'll be one of the first to see this year's Enchanted Village. You can get your tickets to this very special event with a $15 per person donation to the Children's Hospital Fund. For more information or to order tickets, call 617-782-1030. 617-782-1030. Help Children's Hospital and come share the magic of the holiday season in the Enchanted Village at Jordan Marsh Downtown Crossing, November 13th. From WBZ AM 1030.
The time is 15 minutes before 4 o'clock. Norm Nathan here to WBZ, 15 before 4. And we do have some open lines at 254-1030. Area code is the very lovely and exotic 617. Thank you so much. Let's check out the weather. WBZ AccuWeather forecast from Brett Anderson, who says for the rest of the night it'll be mostly cloudy with some spotty drizzle. The low temperature by morning, about like it is now. Right now it's about 49, wavering between 49 and 50 degrees outside our plush but not overly ostentatious WBZ studios. The outlook for the coming day Saturday looks really nice. Clouds, some sun, and milder with high temperatures about 65 degrees. At night, partly cloudy, lows 46. Sunday, partly to mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler with high temperatures in the mid-50s. And then Monday and Tuesday, a great deal of sunshine both days, but chilly with highs ranging from 45 to 50 degrees, but 49 degrees here in Boston, And we'll take some calls in a minute, but first...
You know, this may be the best time to change your life. Advance your career, maybe change your career, or return to the workforce. The programs at the Graduate School of Lesley College are innovative, practical, and life-changing. You can start changing your life with the open house at Lesley College Graduate School. It's Saturday, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., or Wednesday, November 6th, 5 to 8 p.m. Learn about options, master's, Certificate of Advanced Graduate Study, PhD, and Adult Bachelor Degree programs such as Education, Counseling Psychology, Expressive Therapies, Independent Study, and more. Come to Lesley and change lives, starting with your own. That's the Lesley College Graduate School Open House at the Student Center, 51 Oxford Street in Cambridge, on Saturday, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., or Wednesday, November 6th, 5 to 8 p.m. Family and friends are welcome. Call 349-8300. Lesley College is an affirmative action, equal opportunity institution.
Hi there, Tom. How are things going?
Hello, Russ. Well, they're just fine. My remodeling crew has been right on straight. Yourself?
Couldn't be better, since I found a new source for doors and windows.
You mean my secret isn't a secret anymore, since you've discovered the door and window specialist at J&C Adams?
You bet. Adams has the inventory, their prices are right, and they have free delivery right to my job site.
Discover the builder's secret, J&C Adams, with the fall nip in the air and with the holidays just around the corner, it's the perfect time to update the interior of your home. Add Brosco louver, panel or high-style wood mirror, bifold closet doors, or mirrored bypass and swinging doors. They're at Brosco Stair Parts and classic Morgan Colonial panel doors and fireplace mantles, too. J&C Adams is a leading millwork specialist and one of the region's largest stocking Brosco and Morgan retailers. Call the Adams toll-free interior door and millwork quote line, 1-800-446-0303. There's always free delivery. J&C Adams welcomes Visa and MasterCard. J&C Adams is listed in the yellow pages under doors and windows.
Hey, can this be Randy Savage, the Macho Man?
I hope so.
Okay.
Oh, just let it play a limit, a limit, a limit.
How you doing, Randy?
How you been, Norm? I heard a rumor that you went out as me as for Halloween.
Yes, I did. I was dressed as you. I wore my little, my wrestling shorts.
What a coincidence. I went out as you.
Then you're kind of wimpy and nerd-like.
Everybody know. Everybody's going, you're Norm Nathan. You know, we can't tell what he looks like on the radio, but we can just tell it's you.
Probably you imitate my voice perfectly, I imagine, when you're not talking like this.
You never know.
What's going on?
What's going on with the Macho Man? I'll tell you something. Jake the Snake won't leave me alone.
What's he doing? Is he doing awful things?
All right, he was in the ring, okay? And this is going to air in Boston either this week or the following week. He was in the ring, and he insulted me, and he insulted Elizabeth, and I had to come down and step in the ring, but I couldn't get in the ring. The referee said, you get in the ring, you're gone. All right? So I get out of the ring, and what happens? He throws a snake on me, and it bites me, and it really hurt, Norm.
Oh, boy. Was there a lasting? It wasn't a poisonous snake, was it?
Not, I wouldn't be here talking to you.
I guess that's why. I don't know. I thought maybe Elizabeth may have gotten rid of the poison.
No. She wasn't at ringside because I was at the commentating table, you know, with Mr. Vince McMahon.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, what's happening now? What's your next couple of weeks look like?
Oh, I'll be on TV, you know, plugging the Survivor Series.
When will that be? When will we look for you there?
That'll be on the night before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Are you
going to
get it, Norm?
Yeah, I'm going to catch it. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the night before Thanksgiving. I had to pull out my little my calendar.
The 27th. Or the 26th, I'm not quite sure.
Let's see. I can tell you exactly. The Thanksgiving is the 28th, as a matter of fact. So that'd be the 27th.
It'll be the 27th, so you can sit at home, get ready for tomorrow's burden, and watch me kick some people in the head.
Okay.
All right.
We can do that. Uh-huh. I'll be working that entire week if you get a chance to call sometime during that week. The fellow who usually is in during the rest of the week is on vacation. Well, then maybe. Bob Raleigh, and I'll be here.
All right. Now, maybe we'll have a macho week.
Hey, we can. That'd be a good idea.
Hey, I'll call up some night and say we'll chat with all the folks out there.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, where are you now?
I'm not at home base. I'm in World Wrestling Federation headquarters in Connecticut, Stamford, to be precise.
Stamford, Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
All right there, Norm.
I appreciate that, Randy. We'll be looking for you on TV, and it's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Oh, great. Hello, Elizabeth. You know, she's listening somewhere.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Dig it, Norm. You're the best.
Okay, you too there, Randy. Take care of yourself.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye now. That's my friend Randy. It's 8 minutes before 4 o'clock, and you're tuned to WBZ, and I appreciate that. Hey, let's do that gold bond thing again. That was so much fun a little while ago.
Joan Cantwell of Brockton, Massachusetts, is telling us about her skin problems.
I had developed a skin rash, and the rash was red, itchy, very uncomfortable. At its worst, it was painful. It was very irritating.
But Joan Cantwell got relief using Triple Action Gold Bond medicated powder.
The Gold Bond powder has a nice clean feel to it. There's a cooling sensation. At the end of the day, the area that was irritating in the morning is no longer irritating.
Gold Bond's Triple Action is like three great powders in one. It has the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide. That's Triple Action Gold Bond.
It's gone. Completely gone. The itching in the area of the rash was taken care of. It doesn't itch anymore. I don't use any other powder but Gold Bond.
Try Triple Action Gold Bond medicated powder. Use only as directed. Available at CVS, today's neighborhood drugstore.
I don't have corns or bunions, but it feels like there's a fire inside my sneakers. My feet feel hot, sticky, and sore. And they smell as bad as they feel.
Use Keep It in your sneaker. It relieves sore, burning feet. Stops odors, too.
What is it?
Keep It in your sneaker is a specially formulated powder for common foot problems like yours. It starts in seconds to put out the fire. You feel its special ingredients working to cool and soothe your feet.
That's terrific.
That's not all. Keep It in your sneaker helps break the cycle of friction, sweating, and discomfort.
How?
Your feet are loaded with sweat glands. Friction causes more sweating. Excess moisture can cause problems, even athlete's foot fungi.
What's Keep It in your sneaker do?
Helps break the cycle by reducing friction, then by drying out excess moisture.
How long does it work?
As long as you're working out, just shake it in your socks and sneakers and on your feet.
Feels great. I'll use it every day.
Keep It in your sneaker powder. Relieves sore, burning feet. Stops odors, too. Use only as directed. Available at all Brooks drugstores.
The time is 6 minutes before 4 o'clock, and it's kind of quiet now, so if you care to call, that'd be good. 254-1030, area code, the very lovely and exciting 617. Thank you. Okay, couple of things. I didn't mention the fact that the Boston Celtics began their season last night. So those of you who said, hey, they've been playing right along, those were exhibition games, preseason games, we call them. They won. Larry Bird scored 10 of his 23 points in the fourth period as the Celtics hung on for a 111-108 victory over Charlotte, the Charlotte Hornets at the Garden. And of course, this was the opener, the NBA opener for both teams. Celtics had to fight off a powerful Charlotte comeback from a 19-point deficit to nail down the win. Looked like Charlotte was totally out of the game for a while. Then they started to climb back, and it looked like maybe they were going to win. Or conversely, maybe it looked like Celtics were going to lose. But they held on, and it was 111-108. 31st time Boston has won its season opener compared to 15 losses. The defeat spoiled the debut of Alan Bristow, who stepped out from the front office to coach the Hornets. You know, I forget the team that uses that, the Harlem Globetrotters. Yeah, I've never seen them. I wonder if they're, have you ever seen them? Are they fun to watch, the Harlem Globetrotters? I don't know. I just, I don't expect you're going to answer me, but I'm just curious about that. Okay, four minutes before 4 o'clock. What else can I tell you? Nobody won the Mass Millions game. There was $6.1 million in the jackpot. Winning numbers 1, 23, 25, 29, 47, 48 with a bonus number of 46. So next time the jackpot is expected to reach $7 million for that next draw. And let's see, what else? What else we have? Big blizzards and all kinds of bad weather out in the Midwest. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. And, of course, the tough weather along the coastal areas here, which has gotten Governor Weld to ask President Bush to declare the county's disaster areas, which might be a little easier to get away with since the President and Mrs. Bush are on their way to, or will be on their way to Kennebunkport, Maine, to take a look and see what the coastal havoc, what it has done to their own place. They have a three-story place in Kennebunkport, Maine, as you know, and apparently the first story, from what I gather, has been pretty much wiped out, pretty much gutted. I guess it couldn't be wiped out without the two stories above it falling down or something. But anyway, we'll get more on that later on. But it looked like that suffered a lot of damage, too. Okay, what else we got? One day in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking with some members of the Flat Earth Research Society International. Are you aware of that group? There are 3,500 members of that group that believe the Earth is flat. They do not believe that it is round and a spinning sphere in space. The president of the group, Charles K. Johnson, told a reporter in an interview a couple of years ago, the idea that the world is entirely and absolutely is round is entirely and absolutely false. And anyway, they went on like that. I'm not sure they really believe the Earth is flat, but it's kind of fun. It's like the prognostic. Never mind. I don't feel like going on with that. Hold on a minute. I got a couple other things I wanted to mention. Then we'll check the news and we'll take some more calls right after the news for the last hour here on WBZ. We'll be around till 5 o'clock. News at 5. And then Warren Shepherd with Countryside. And then Ray Brown with his Saturday morning show beginning at 5:30. He'll discuss issues with you, whatever political issues that you're thinking about. And I'd love to discuss them with you, too, if you'd like, over the next hour or so, our last hour here on WBZ, the station that brings you Neil Chiatt. WBZ's Neil Chiatt, whose feature, Looking at the Law, airs daily on WBZ Radio, now joins you this Sunday morning and every Sunday morning from 7 to 9 p.m., 9 a.m., rather. Dr. Howard Smith is leaving the area. He had his medical show at that time. He's leaving the area to go out to the West Coast and to a new career out there. And meantime, Neil Chiatt will be sitting in on that show. What do you need to know about the law? How does the law affect your life? How can you use the law to help you solve problems? Neil Chiatt cares, and he wants to help you get answers, and he'll be taking your calls and answering your questions. So be sure to listen and call in. That's Sunday morning. Of the Sunday morning edition of Looking at the Law, only from Boston's news station, WBZ, AM 1030. I'm Norm Nathan. Tony Nesbitt is our producer. We're coming up to news, and then we'll take some more calls after that. It is kind of quiet, so if you've been thinking about calling and found it's kind of difficult to get through, should be a little easier now. 254-1030 is our number. The area code is 617. 254-1030. Hope to hear from you.
WBZ Boston, committed to bringing you the latest news and information every 15 minutes, only on Boston's news station, WBZ AM 1030.
Let's check the five-day WBZ AccuWeather forecast now from meteorologist Brett Anderson.
Well, Darrell, it'll be rather cloudy overnight. We'll see some spotty drizzle, low temperature of 48. For Saturday, we'll see some sunshine. There'll be some clouds around as well. It'll be rather mild also, the high of 65. For Saturday night, partly cloudy, low of 46. And on Sunday, we'll see a good deal of sunshine, though it will be breezy and rather cool with a high of 55. Looking ahead to Monday and Tuesday, mostly sunny and chilly, with a high both days of 45 to 50. I'm WBZ AccuWeather meteorologist Brett Anderson.
Temperature in Boston right now is 50 degrees. Okay, as we move into the last hour of this, the exciting Norm Nathan program here on WBZ, let's check traffic with Jack Hart, WBZ 24-hour traffic network, and we'll just get an idea what's doing.
Okay.
What's doing anyway, big guy?
Oh, a little of this, a little of that. But right now, we're in pretty good shape. The normal Saturday morning, 4 o'clock, things are happening. Plenty of people on the roadways, northbound and southbound on the expressway, lower deck of 93 and the Tobin Bridge heading into the city, starting to crowd up a bit with trucks and delivery people and so forth.
And I understand they're inebriated.
As many of them are.
Yeah, and they're changing bulbs and cleaning tiles.
You know, not a bulb has been changed in weeks, nor has a tile been scrubbed. I'm beginning to wonder if maybe they're coating them with something and using long-life bulbs.
You think they have not burned out at all either, or they just burned out and nobody cares anymore?
Well, you're either completely in the dark, or they're using the longer-life bulbs. Or maybe it's a glow-in-the-dark paint.
Oh, boy, am I sorry I got involved in that whole thing. But I kind of missed that. I'm going to write a little folk song about that. Changing bulbs and cleaning tiles, that's what America is all about. There's really nothing going on, is there? You want to just ramble on a little longer? Because I got nothing going here either.
Well, we've got a few things going on. There are the ever-present work crews.
Well, that's good. Where would they be? Do you know offhand where they might be? And I'm sure that they're probably not holding up traffic a great deal, but are they a curiosity factor, do you think?
Well, they are a bit of a curiosity factor. Northbound on the expressway, just beyond the Summerfields Furniture Building, we do have some work crews. Traffic is backed up to the Summerfield Furniture Building, and that's causing some problems. A little later on this morning, you might hit a bit of a snag. If you're traveling down Route 1 on the Tobin Bridge, you will see some work crews between 7 and 11 right down at the merge, and that's going to cause problems. Do watch out for that. Right now, of course, the roadways are a little bit moist. That could cause you some trouble if you're not careful. At any rate, I'm Jack Hart, WBZ 24-hour traffic network.
WBZ is committed to bringing you the latest news 24 hours a day. And when we're not reporting the news, we're talking about it. Here's WBZ's Norm Nathan.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer. Let me check a few things here, then I thought we might make a call out to the Midwest, maybe to... Where are we going to call? Sioux Falls, South Dakota? We have a motel out there. That's one of the spots that's been hit by snow. About 11 inches of snow on the ground. Schools and businesses were closed yesterday as a result of all of that. And, I know you've seen pictures on television and all that kind of stuff, but I thought it might be fun to talk with somebody who's involved. And in the midst of all of that stuff. Meantime, let's check lottery numbers. I got a bunch of them here. The Massachusetts daily lottery number, 1535, same as the Thursday number, 1535. The $6.1 million jackpot in the Mass Millions game, won by nobody. So the jackpot expected to reach $7 million in the next draw. The numbers 1, 23, 25, 29, 47, 48. Bonus number 46. The Tri-State Daily 313 and 2335. Rhode Island 2786, the daily lottery number. And in Connecticut, the daily lottery number in Connecticut 056 and 9244. And the Connecticut Lotto 16, 18, 20, 36, 37, and 43. Okay, and I told you the Boston Celtics won. They beat the Charlotte Hornets. And, the score was 111 to 108 as they both teams opened their season. And the game played at Boston Garden. Okay, shall we call that number? We're going to call a motel, the Motel 6 in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. They had snow all over the place. Minneapolis, St. Paul, I think the Twin Cities even had more snow than that. They had something like 20 or 21 inches. In Wyoming, with the wind chill factor brought temperatures down to about 31 degrees below zero. So in that part of the country, up through the Great Lakes, from Texas, right up.
Front desk.
Yes, hi. My name is Nathan, Norm Nathan. I'm calling from a radio station in Boston, Massachusetts. Is that okay with you if we talk just a little bit? We're on the air at WBZ Radio Boston.
Well, I'd hate to take the phone in case I get a call from a guest or something.
Do you have another line or something? Because I could hold on if they call.
No, I don't. This is in a private room line. It's been transferred from the console.
Oh, is there anybody I could talk? What I wanted to talk with about is just for a few minutes about the kind of weather that you've been having out there, which sounds horrible.
But it is.
Is there anybody I could talk to about that? Do you think so I wouldn't be interfering with?
They're all asleep.
That leaves just the two of us, eh?
Just us.
Okay. What is your first name?
Joe.
And you're working there all night. And
yes.
What did they put you up in a room as a result of the bad weather?
No, I'm just I'm the desk clerk for the night.
Oh, I see. We had a report that you had about 11 inches of snow on the ground.
Yes.
That's about right. And schools, businesses closed and all that. Is there a lot of snow out where you are, where the Motel 6 is, where you are?
Yes, it is.
Has it been tough getting around, or the streets?
Oh, well, they're doing a good job keeping the streets clean right in town, so you can get around.
I've been to South Dakota. I know it can be kind of frosty in that area.
Someone just came in.
Man, I wish I had more from 1991. I have a few, but just wish that part of the vault had additional deposits. We can't leave without enjoying one more commercial. I present to you the Time Life Christmas Music Collection, which, by the way, I purchased and still have on vinyl.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Time Life Music presents the greatest collection of Christmas songs ever assembled.
Hark the herald angels sing.
Chestnuts.
You get 50 original Christmas classics performed by such great superstars as Perry Como, Lena Horne, Harry Belafonte, Dolly Parton, Elvis Presley, and many more. You get them all on 3 LPs, 2 long play cassettes, and now on 2 compact discs. To order, call 1-800-535-4800. Only Time Life brings you Bing Crosby's White Christmas, the most popular recording of all time. 50 songs on 3 records, 2 long play cassettes, just $19.99. And now for the first time on compact disc, only $26.99, plus shipping and handling. Time Life's Treasury of Christmas. To order, call 1-800-535-4800. 1-800-535-4800.
Closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For Patrick Palladino Jr., Joan Cantwell, Jim Henson, Miss Piggy, Larry Bird, Marilyn Gorelnick, Brett Anderson, Warren Shepherd, Ray Brown, Neil Chayette, Dr. Howard Smith, Daryl Gould, Flat Earthers Everywhere, Just Not Near the Edge, Adjectives, Tom and Russ, Joan and the Motel 6 in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Jake the Snake Roberts, The Lovely Elizabeth, Randy the Macho Man Savage, Peter Mead, Jack Hart, and the Angry Pit Viper himself, Norm Nathan, I'm the snake-bitten, venom-drenched Tony Nesbitt.